Welcome to Listen to Lawrence, presented by Lawrence Eric Davidow, Senior and Managing Partner of Davidow, Davidow, Siegel & Stern, one of the first and most successful elder law, special needs, and estate planning firms on Long Island. This podcast series is based on his Listen to Lawrence seminars and will teach you how to plan in advance to protect your own assets and those that you leave to your children and grandchildren. Mr. Davidow is a past president of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, a published author, and an accomplished and educational speaker. So sit back and listen to Lawrence.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Davidow, and welcome to another episode of our Listen to Lawrence podcast. With each episode, really what I do is I ask for your questions. And I'm going to answer your questions as simply as I can. I'm trying to talk in English instead of like a lawyer. And I'm going to make it so that you walk away with an answer to a question. I answer it in a way that you understand it in nice, simple terms. And so let's go. This one today had to do with the look-back period for Medicaid. What is that? Well, here's the question directly. It says, Dear Lawrence, I want to get an aide in the house to take care of my mother. She has a house and $100,000. Is there still a five-year look back to get Medicaid to pay for it? All right, well, there's a lot to unravel there. But here's the bottom line. Medicaid does pay for an aide to come into your house. And we have one of the most generous Medicaid programs in the country here in New York for Medicaid to pay for an aide. Most states do not allow provide for Medicaid to pay for an aide to come into your house and help take care of you. Those systems push people into nursing homes. But here, New York has always been very generous about paying for aides to come into the house and let people stay home with dignity. But again, to get on Medicaid, you have to be poor. So if people just transfer away their assets, and can they be poor the next day? Here, this particular person who asked this question, mom has $100,000 in a house. Can we just transfer the house and transfer the $100,000, and the next day, are we eligible for Medicaid? And surprisingly, well, I'm going to give you a date. Today is April 29th, 2021, and I have to say the date because if you hear this at a later time, I want to make sure that you understand what the law is then, not necessarily just what it is today. So if you transfer away your assets today and apply for Medicaid today, you will be eligible immediately. There is no look back at all right now, today, April 29th, 2021, for transferring away your assets to get Medicaid to pay for home care, for aides to come into the house. There is a five-year look back if you're asking Medicaid to pay for a nursing home. That has been true for over 20 years. If you give away your assets, you're not going to be eligible for Medicaid for at least 5 years. But for a nursing home, but not for home care. For home care, we can get Medicaid immediately to pay for that care. There's no look back. Now, there's something called a three-month look back, but it's not real. The three-month look back is when you apply for Medicaid, they're going to ask for 3 months of records. But even if you transferred something away in the last 3 months, you're still eligible for Medicaid. All right. So what you've learned so far is that if you apply for Medicaid today, you will be eligible for Medicaid. But they passed a law last year, and they passed a law that in April 1st last year, in 2020, saying that any transfers after October 1st, and if you apply for Medicaid after October 1st, 2020, there will now be a 2.5-year look back. So wait a minute, you're probably confused in what I'm saying. Last year, as of October 2020, if you transfer anything out of your name, there's now a 2.5-year look back. And the answer is yeah, except because of the COVID emergency, the federal government has said that the states can't change their rules yet. So even though the laws are on the books, they are not allowed to implement them. Until when? Until the COVID emergency is over. Well, when is that going to be? I don't know. However, right now, what they're telling us is that maybe January 1st of 2022, if you apply for Medicaid after that, then they'll start implementing a 2.5-year look back for transfers made after October 1st of 2020. So really, what I'm telling you is that we have a window of opportunity. If you know somebody out there who needs Medicaid, who has somebody at home who needs help, and it would make all the difference in the world to have somebody come in, whether it's 2 hours a day or 8 hours a day or whatever we can get. If that'll make all the difference in the world, you should be applying for Medicaid right now. Get in the system before they start implementing that 2.5-year look back. Right now, we have no look back. I want this message I'd like to scream it from the hilltops. Everybody's got to know about this. The time where there's going to start being a 2.5-year look back is going to come. It's going to come probably around January of 2022. But right now, you can apply for Medicaid today and get Medicaid to pay for aides to come into the house. This is the message that I wanted you to learn today. I've got nothing else to say today. So I want to wish you the best in peace, health, and happiness. Thanks for listening to Lawrence. Until next time, stay safe. Oh, by the way, you know, look, it's my podcast. If I forget to say something, I can come back and say it. So I want your questions. So I want you to come to me with questions. I want you to send me an email at info@davidowlaw.com. That's davidowlaw.com. That's info@davidowlaw.com. So bring me your questions and I will devote a future podcast to answer that specific question, or I may actually answer it in one of my Listen to Lawrence letters, which is an email that I send out twice a week, which if you go on info@davidowlaw.com, we can sign you up for that and you can get that from now on. But whether I answer you with Listen to Lawrence letters or Listen to Lawrence podcasts, I'm going to answer your questions. I'm devoting myself to that. I'm going to have a lot of fun with that. Anyway, till next time, stay safe, my friends. Bye-bye.
The Listen to Lawrence podcast is not meant to be advice particular to any one person or to serve as a do-it-yourself planning guide. It's simply to educate the audience. For more information, please visit davidowlaw.com.